Hello, my friend, and welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm Paul, and it's the 16th day of the month of April, and we continue our journey through the Gospel of Luke. We're in the 11th chapter, and we've arrived today at verse 39. This is the first statement that Jesus makes at this dinner with the Pharisees. He's with eating with Pharisees and lawyers. Listen to yesterday's podcast to hear my thoughts on the Jesus that eats with Pharisees. But let's get into the conversation at this point, noticing that the Pharisees marvel that he didn't wash his hands before dinner. Now, in our world, we would be disturbed for a whole different reason. We would think it rather poor health and hygiene that Jesus didn't wash before dinner. They thought that it was potentially a invitation to evil spirits, that if you didn't wash off your hands, you might consume the negative, the bad of this world, take it into your belly. Jesus will have multiple confrontations about this whole take it into your belly situation. And then there was also some teaching among the Jewish leaders that this was a breach of the law, that to not wash was a problem. Washings were a particular part of the Judaism of that day, and the debate about washings was quite extensive. To the point, I don't know how familiar you are with the Epistle to the Hebrews. We've done some pretty extensive teaching on that in the past, but I don't know if you'll recall, but the author of the Hebrews says in Hebrews 6, he encourages, I'm just going to read a few verses, from the top of chapter 6. Listen to this and see if this sounds familiar. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrines of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. Doctrines of baptisms, another word there in the Greek, doctrines of washings. And so the author of Hebrews encourages Christians to move on from these age-old arguments that have consumed so much of your theology. One of those is washings. And so there was a pretty extensive set of rules in the time of Christ pushed by the Pharisee sect about washings, how you were to wash, precisely how you were to wash your hands and the back of your hands and your forearms, and that in doing so, you made yourself clean enough to eat. Here comes Jesus just eating. Again, I said we would probably have our own issues with it for a whole different set of reasons, but that's why they have their issues. So let's pick up the reading now that you've got the reason for this. In verse 39, then the Lord said to him, now you Pharisees make the outside of the cup and dish clean, but your inward part is full of greed and wickedness. And the words he uses there literally, your inside part is eager graspings and robbery. 40, foolish ones, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But rather give alms of such things as you have, then indeed all things are clean to you. Or rather give alms of what's inside, and then all things are clean to you. So you're worried about the outside of the cup. He uses a metaphor here, a cup and a dish, which is just something that houses something else. It's really not much within itself, but it's what's inside a cup or a dish that matters. He goes, you guys clean up the outside. The inside part is greedy and full of robbery. And I think that this might be more telling today than ever before, where there is a lot of external work on making our morality conform to appearances. Like, we love to go after certain external sins with vigor, and yet inside is greed. I've wondered before if greed isn't the most closeted sin, particularly in the American church, because no one ever calls you on it. In fact, you get applauded for wanting more. And if you want more and then go get it, you get applauded for being entrepreneurial. And at some point, you've got to wonder where it is greed and where it is necessity. And the interesting thing is that I don't have the answer for that. I'm not going to be the arbiter. I don't get to say. So I think because we can't really, we either can't determine how to judge when it's greedy, or we don't like to think of ourselves as greedy. Instead, we just go to work on the outsides. Anything that externally appears to be wrong, anything we can point to in a metric that's judgeable, we like to do that. Jesus flips that. Foolish ones, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? Give alms of such things as you have, that indeed all things are clean to you. What 41 says is, tell the truth. Give of what you really are, and then you'll really understand cleanliness. This is something that seems repeated over and over in the ministry of Jesus, is the demand for people to just be honest. Just tell the truth. You know, we just put up on our national telecast this past week, part two of a two-part sermon that we originally preached a couple of years ago, but I recycled it for this TV audience because I thought it was a good place to start, called Do the Truth, where Jesus in John 3 tells us that there's those who do evil and then there's those who do the truth. He never says there's those who do good. The reality is, most of us, it's not about doing good, it's about doing the truth. The truth is who we really are. And if we just do the truth, we'll recognize the love of God. We'll swim in the radical grace of heaven. So give alms of such things as you have, then indeed all things are clean to you. Just be who you really are, and then you'll notice true cleanliness. You'll notice true wholeness. It's foolishness to work so hard on appearances and not be honest about what we really are. So I don't say this to condemn a soul today, but rather as an encouragement. Just go to the Father with what you really are. Don't go to the Father with what you aren't. Don't go to the Father with what you wish you could be. Just go with what you really are. Present it as a living sacrifice. Just you offering what you really are. And watch what happens in the realm, in an environment of honesty in front of the Father. It's incomprehensible, the liberty that comes with just telling the truth. More tomorrow as we continue the conversation with Jesus and the Pharisees and the lawyers. We'll see you then. God bless.